Okay, Julie, so do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, my question is when I'm really triggered by something and I can intellectualize it and see that, this isn't real or this is just a pattern, but it's my emotional body that is still responding, and that I want to know how to deal with.
Okay, well, the thing is to be honest, yeah, we can't pretend to be happy if we're feeling sad. We can't pretend to be feeling peaceful if we're feeling anger, yeah. So when we get triggered, there's a feeling that goes with the trigger, and it's useless, or pretty useless to try and analyze, and rationalize it, when you've got that emotional charge. What you need to do is to transmute the emotion as quickly as possible. So in order to do that, you have to get a hold of the thing, yeah. So for instance, there aren't really many emotions that we can't handle. Anger is one of them, sadness is another, and maybe fear we could say is as well. When we get that trigger, look, what emotion do you want to talk about specifically?
I can feel sad
Okay,
or
sadness.
angry.
All right, or angry. Okay,
Yeah.
let's do them both.
Okay.
So the thing about anger is, in its purest form, it's wonderful, wonderful energy. In a mythological language, in the hero's journey, it's red energy, all right? And it's got a lot of power to get shit done. If you want to move from A to B and you're very, very angry, there's not much that can stop you from moving from A to B. If you want to move from A to B and you're feeling depressed, you could be totally stagnant. Anger has a lot of fire and energy, fiery energy about it. The only thing about anger is if you direct it towards yourself or you direct it to someone else in a negative attacking way, it's extremely destructive. If you suppress it and repress it within yourself, it becomes extremely toxic. If you have anger issues, yeah, and you turn them into yourself, you repress them, and you associate, you have a negative charge with it towards yourself. It goes into self-loathing and self-criticism and all the rest of it. Yeah. If you're repressing anger and you don't express it, but you project it out onto people with judgment, and then you become a very toxic person. You become bitter and critical and yeah. So either way, and all of that, it destroys your life. It absolutely ruins your life, and it does nothing to release this potential within you and liberate you in any way. And the longer you have that situation, those patterns running in you, the sicker you will become, and more susceptible to not just your physical health breaking down, but your whole life breaking down. So the thing is to be honest, and there is so much sorrow in the human soul, in the human psyche, because we've been living, such nonsense for such a long time, and there's so many dreadful things that happen in the world, happening in the world, and have been happening in the world for a long time. And they're all recorded and embedded within us. So the residual sorrow and the residual anger stroke rage is huge within the human soul. So that's just the simple facts of life. So when we're triggered, it's very much about getting hold of the energy and dealing and doing something with it. Now, the first thing to do is to release it to the best of your ability in a way that doesn't hurt someone and it doesn't hurt yourself. So if your boyfriend, if you have this, relationship thing and, things were going well, for example, nothing was on the radar, there were no red flags, and then suddenly he's pulled out, yeah, and you're feeling abandoned and there's no reason for it. You didn't do anything, everything was good, there's no reason for it. He can't really give you a reason. He's just pulled out, or he's done a runner, yeah, like the jilted bride at the altar, yeah. He didn't show up, yeah. So that anger that's released from there. Now, remember, everything that happens on the surface of life is a trigger to release something underneath, and that something is very, very deep. It's not just our conscious story associated with our personality. It goes into the subconscious, which goes into the unconscious, which goes into the collective unconscious. So it's got all the human story in it. Eventually, the deeper you go, the the more stuff there is. Yeah. So the thing is to release the charge as quickly as possible. And I'm a big fan of basically beating the shit out of pillows. I think it's I highly recommend it. I recommend it as much as I do alternate nostril breathing to people that have any kind of frustration, repression of anger in any way, shape, or form. And so many people, because we're not taught to express our emotions, we're not encouraged to express our emotions, we're encouraged to repress them and be in denial of them and to put on a false face, a facade that makes us more socially acceptable within the family, within the peer group, within the greater society. Yeah. So everyone's walking around with this residual unresolved toxicity within themselves, because if it stays in there, it becomes toxic. And the longer it stays in there, the more toxic it is. So the main thing to do is to release it as quickly as possible. So if you beat the pillows, for example, and not when you're triggered necessarily, but as a daily practice, understanding that if you have abandonment issues in your life and that they've been showing up as a pattern over X number of months and years, then there is residual anger about that within you. If you suppressed that anger, and you can, if it's associated to stories of, abandonment in your childhood, your mother and father split up, you witnessed that, or your mother wasn't there, she left, or someone died, and you felt abandoned, whatever it was, or it's there, wherever it is embedded in the psyche, and it's going to be there. The consequences of it are there is unresolved emotion. The older it is, the more toxic it is. So if you know that there's this stuff inside of you, it behooves you to deal with it on a daily basis as a daily practice. So I would highly recommend beating the shit out of the pillows, just non-specific expression of red energy, and use the anger to, while you're punching the pillows and beating the pillows, use the anger to focus you and to gather your inner warriors to absolutely break this pattern and to destroy it absolutely and release the frustration of being in the pattern, of having had to endure the suffering and the misery of abandonment and, and everything that's associated with it. Because this, the worst thing is the trampling of our inner warriors. This is where we don't have any self-esteem. This is where you have all these emasculated men and over-feminized men, and where you have women that will allow themselves to be dominated. Yeah. And a society that allows itself to be dominated by masculine patriarchal power structures, such as the political realm and, big business and these gigantic corporate entities, they all represent dominating power structures that are in place because the individuals in the society have given their power away and they don't have the courage or the permission to express their displeasure and disapproval of this disharmonious and toxic culture that we're all in. Right. Their warriors were trampled on when they were very, very young. We all had that. The moment your mother and father started sticking their faces into your crib and making little baby noises at you was the beginning of your warriors being trampled, your energetic boundaries being disrespected and someone else's energy projected onto you, and your spiritual greatness being ignored, and your human form being concentrated on, which is your ego, your personality. Yeah. So when there's a real honoring of parents to the child, they see the child as a living soul, as an infinite potential, as a child of God. Like Carlo Gabran says, your children are not your children, they're life's longing for itself. Mm-hmm. So this is an aspect of life that's been born here, and it doesn't have you know, it has the potential to grow into you know, 100%, not a 2%, you see. But the invasion begins very, very early on, and the projection of other people's limitations and ideas and approval patterns and judgments, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, what's socially acceptable, what's not acceptable. And part of that conditioning that happens, you know, immediately in the home and then continues in schools and all the way through every strata of society is the suppression of anger. Yeah. And the negative association with it, that it's a bad thing. It's bad for, you know, us to, you know, to get angry. It's only negative when it's being expressed in a negative way, when we're attacking ourselves or we're attacking someone else. It's extremely positive if we're using the energy to release frustration, to release the charge, so that we can experience more peace, and we can actually harness the energy for taking action in our lives in a different way. Yeah, that breaks these patterns up. Yeah, then it's extremely positive, and it is the most powerful. It's, you know, it's hard to say out of all the emotions, you know, that would probably be give you the most, you know, go forward. You know, it's like it's in when you've, you know, when we've been angry, or you know, when, you know, the things that people have done in, you know, in fits of rage, then they might have regretted, you know, for the rest of their lives. You know, it's extraordinary what, you know, what people can accomplish in those states. Yeah. Mm. So it's a very, very, very powerful energy that needs the charge taking off it. And the way we take the charge off it is by literally expressing, you know, the rage and the redness of it. Yeah. But it's, I encourage, you know, that you take everything, you don't just beat the pillows in an unconscious way, because it's a practice. Yeah, you're doing this on purpose. So it's like, okay, I'm going to set aside an hour here to absolutely beat the shit out of this and really go for it. And as I'm doing that, I'm going to bring to mind, you know, where I want to go in my life. And I'm going to bring to mind all the, you know, the feelings of frustration and rage that, you know, that have been accumulating in me, because I'm not experiencing this. For example, with the relationship thing, you know, I want to be in a healthy relationship. I don't want to be experiencing abandonment issues and all the rest of it. So I'm going to put that, you know, the anger of it all and the frustration of it all into this, smashing these pillows, and just have the sense of the focus and the conscious intention that it's over. I'm ending it through this thing. I'm breaking this pattern through this thing. I'm determined not to repeat it. I'm going to do everything, you know, within my power to commit to a way of being that dissolves this pattern absolutely. You understand?
Yeah.
That's how you harness that rage. Mm-hmm. Now, sadness is obviously a different emotion. Mm-hmm. And I have a really, 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 really powerful strategy called singing your soul song.
Mm-hmm.